Norris and Davis, Baltimore's morning show.
Orioles hopefully well rested from a day off. They're in Boston tonight taking on the Red Sox. Quick look at the standings. Hey, they're still very much within striking distance or falling back. No one in the AL East played last night, so it's the Rays at 31-23, a game ahead of the Orioles at 30-24. The Yankees just a half game back, and they're down in their home versus Tampa tonight. The Red Sox and the Blue Jays, 28-26, just three games out of first place, just two games behind the Orioles. Things are tight in the American League East. Basically, it's the tightest division in football and in baseball.
AL East, NL East, both are, every team's over 500.
Yep, NL East, I think it's four games between first and worst. Philadelphia is now even at 28-28. Adam Jones, by the way, expected to play, had the MRI, gotten a Twitter war with Coleman. It looks like he's going to be able to play. The Orioles, with their number one pick, fourth overall, select Kevin Gausman, a right-handed pitcher out of LSU. Again, with a fourth pick. Let's bring in the guy they selected last year, number one, Dylan Bundy, who has been lighting it up in the minor leagues. He joins us live here in the Norris and Davis Show. Ken Wyman is in for Ed. Dylan, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about your start so far. Everybody's kind of in awe of what you've been doing. 40 innings pitched, 53 strikeouts, and ERA. They were even talking about you last night on the MLB Network. I don't know if you saw the draft, but Harold Reynolds made a comment about a 0.68 ERA. Has this gone the way you've expected it to go? Better, worse, what?
I mean, it's been all right. You know, I've been just going out there competing every outing, you know, and so far, so good. I feel like I competed in every outing.
Dylan, what's the talent difference? Obviously, more starts in low A than high A, but as you've seen the hitters, the quality of hitters in low A compared to high A?
I'd say they got a little bit more of an approach, not a whole lot more than low A, and a little bit more patience in high A than low A. So, you know, they're actually going to take a few pitches on, like, low A. They'd swing at everything.
Dylan, has the competition been easier than you thought? I mean, did you expect to be challenged more in professional baseball, or did you kind of figure that you wouldn't get challenged until you moved up a little bit?
I mean, I'd say low A was kind of not as good as I was expecting it to be coming out of high school. But then once I got to Frederick, you know, it's a little bit more what I expected.
Dylan, how soon, I guess if you had your druthers, how soon would you like to move up, say, to Bowie and then Norfolk, and when are you hoping to be in the major leagues?
I mean, I'm not going to say when I should be, but, I mean, it's up to the organization, and it's whatever they decide is best for me. And, you know, I just want to get there when I'm ready to pitch in the big leagues.
When you watch the hitters, obviously at your level, and you see them at the major league level, and granted it's on television, although I'm certain you've seen some stuff in person, how much of a difference is there? Like, do you feel like there's things personally that you'd say about yourself, I need to do this before I can go out and face a major league hitter?
I mean, yeah, that's what the organization's working on with me, is throwing my curveball 1-0 and also in strikeout counts too. But at the major league level, you know, those guys will hit a 1-0, 2-0 fastball, and they'll take advantage of it. You know, they'll hit a home run if you throw a 1-0 fastball down here. You know, I can throw a 1-0 fastball by some people, but then some hitters down here also can still, you know, hit it oppo or whatever and get on it.
So do you have to force yourself? We had Dan Duquette on the show a couple weeks ago, and we were asking him about you, and he said, there's things we're not so much worried about, wins and losses and getting into the majors, as challenging him and learning to throw pitches. And one of the things that he said, and Rick Peterson said, is we want him to throw other pitches besides his fastball, which he needs to be challenged. Do you find yourself in games saying to yourself, are you at the point yet where you say, I know I can get him out with a fastball, but that doesn't do me any good. I need to throw something else?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they want me to throw my off-speed pitches a lot more during games, you know, a little bit more than what I would like to, but, you know, that's just the development plan, and they want me to throw my off-speed pitches more and develop them more. And like last game, I threw probably five or six more off-speed pitches than I would have in a normal day.
Who calls the pitches? Does the catcher call the pitches? Does the bench call the pitches to the catcher? And how much do you have, say, in the middle of a game of deciding what you want to throw?
No, it's just me and my catcher calling the game, you know. I'll shake over the catcher anytime I want, and the catcher, you know, he might put down the same pitch, but it's really just me and him out there. And then in between innings, our pitching coach will come over and tell him that he needs to call more changeups or call more curveballs, you know, just because that's what the organization wants, is me to throw more off-speed.
Hey, Dylan, just to follow up on that for a minute, when you were pitching in Delmarva, just ballpark it, what percentage of your pitches were fastballs?
In Delmarva, I think it was 80% fastball, 82% fastballs, 10% changeups, and whatever that leaves, curveball, 8%.
So you're basically what Dan Duquette was referring to. He wants you to not rely on overpowering the hitters when you start moving up through the organization?
Talking with Dylan Bundy here in the Norris and Davis Show. Are you having fun at this? Is this fun for you, or is this? Are you so focused on winning and being successful that it's you know, work can be fun, but you're very, you know, my understanding of you is that you're a very serious guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun. You know, we get to play baseball for a living every day, go out there and, you know, get our work in as pitchers, and every fifth or sixth day we get to go out there and compete, and, you know, I just like doing it.
How much you talk to your brother Bobby?
We usually text, you know, almost every day, and then we'll call each other. Depends on the week or whatever. Call each other once or twice a week.
So he's at Bowie. How is he doing in Bowie?
He's doing all right. I mean, he's had his ups and downs, but yeah, he's coming through, and I think he'll figure it out.
Do you guys talk much about having the opportunity? I would imagine at some point, fairly soon, you'll be teammates in Bowie this year. Do you talk much about being teammates in the Orioles rotation?
I mean, we try not to, but at times, you know, there's times we do. It kind of slips out, and then we kind of talk about it for a little bit, you know, saying it's coming true. This is what we've always wanted, to play together again since my freshman year in high school and his senior year. That was the last time we had to play with each other, and, you know, now it's looking like it might come true sometime.
Dylan, do you talk about being focused on the task at hand, but, you know, the Orioles have been playing pretty good baseball this year after 14 years of losing. At some point in the near future, you could be a big part of this franchise's resurgence. Do you ever allow yourself a minute to think about that?
Maybe to myself, but, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about it. But, yeah, I mean, of course I think about it a little bit every now and then.
Hey, what did you think of Cole Hamels? I remember when we had you on the show last year We had you on the show last year. I don't know if you recall. It was you and your brother. And at that time, Bryce Harper was in the minors, and he had showboated a little bit. And I asked you what you would have done. You said I'd have drilled him the next time he came up. What did you think of Cole Hamels hitting Bryce Harper?
I just don't think he had a good reason to hit him, you know. I mean, he said welcome to the show or whatever. But, I mean, I don't think he deserved being hit that time, you know. But whatever. I mean, I like the way Harper's playing the game up there right now, you know, hustling everywhere.
Final question for you. I know you don't dictate, and you're very careful about saying, hey, the organization guides my timeline. Is it realistic? People here, Dylan, I know you're not here in Baltimore, so you don't get a sense, although I'm certain you can see the packed houses in the ballparks where you pitch. Do you think it's realistic for people to think that you might next year at some point be able to pitch at the major league level?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's realistic. I mean, the organization's up for whatever. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're open to, you know, with the way or however I pitch throughout the next year or two, they said they would be open to consider, you know, moving me to the next level, whether it's Bowie, Triple-A, or, you know, big leagues.
All right, Dylan. Well, thanks a lot. I know everybody is very excited seeing you on the mound. It's good to catch up with you again. Continued success, okay?
All right. Thank you.
It's Dylan Bundy joining us on the show.